Hello. I'm Helen Gurley Brown, and I wrote a book called Sex and the Single Girl. I had so many things left over to say, not necessarily to single girls, but to married girls and men, that I'm putting some of them on this record. There's so much to cover, really, that I think we'll just move right along. Let's start with some advice to men on how to have an affair. Now, I'm not for promiscuity, but I think it's ridiculous to pretend that it doesn't exist, and I think there's far less hurt and more joy for everybody if certain rules are followed. So first, how to get a girl to the brink, and second, how to keep her there when you're not going to marry her. In movies, a boy and girl sometimes fall into a swimming pool with all their clothes on, and while they're drying off with these big terry towels, it happens. But in real life, if the girl doesn't already have a yen for you, well, she just waits for her clothes to dry and puts them right back on. So this is real life, and I assume the girl you want is some very special girl, no pushover. So how do you get her? Well, I believe most girls are attainable by somebody. Really, most girls. But you have to work at it. I think the reason you don't always succeed is that you want everything now. This minute. Tonight's the night. You're sort of lazy, and you aren't thinking about how it is with her. So, rule one is, take time to court her. Rule two, love her out of bed. Laugh at her jokes. Women have fantastic egos, too, you know. Even pretty little slips of girls just love to be thought fascinating and funny. Make her talk to you, and you listen. Don't ever patronize her. No matter how shy she is, make her feel that with you she's a dynamo. Rule three, admire her character, even if she doesn't have any. You like the way she handles her job, her friends, her family, her money. And when bedtime comes, you'll have her thinking that with you, at least, she can't do anything wrong. This treatment won't work with girls who like to be punished and mistreated, but we're not talking about them just now. Rule four, let's say you're alone with her on a date. Forget the success stories. When you tell a girl that dozens of other dazzlers are clawing and scratching to get to you, she knows you're lying. You can hardly go wrong not talking to her much about other girls at all. Rule five, don't be a caveman. Now, how many times do you have to be told that brute force is not sexy? It might get her into bed, but it won't help her enjoy herself once she gets there, and that, my friend, is what might get you asked back. Rule six, woo her physically. Keep in very close touch with her. It's the patting and the petting and the kissing and the actual loving that put her in the mood. Telling her your sexy fantasies may make you absolutely climb the walls, but holding her hand a long time will probably do more for her. Rule seven, act confident, even if you aren't. If she thinks you know what you're doing, even if she doesn't know what she's doing, it helps. One man I know, when he's sure conditions are right, takes over like a father. He just tells the girl, now, let's get out of this dress, darling. Here, let me take your shoes. And, well, pretty soon she's doing everything he says. The last rule, suppose all the rules fail. Well, if it's any consolation, just remember, she'll always wonder what you might have been like. Nothing is as romantic as the man a girl could have loved and didn't. Now, a few notes for married men. The way not to have an affair start, in my opinion, if you're a married man, is to run to the girl and say, "Honey, my wife's taken the kids to the country. The coast is clear for you and me." The fact that this is a convenient time for you has absolutely nothing to do with the situation. It certainly isn't any aphrodisiac. It might even be more flattering to the girl if your wife were in town. Another thought, on the first date, don't suggest that obscure little lobster house 50 miles up the coast, which you think is delightfully quaint. She knows what you're doing. You're hiding her out. In the beginning, at least, be sure you go first class. All right, let's say the affair is on. How do you keep her happy? Never assume the physical relationship is the all-out rewarding thing for her that it is for you. It just isn't. Even if she does enjoy your beautiful bronzed body, and you know she does, this is America. She's a nice girl. She's the product of what her mother and her grandmother told her. And they probably told her never to do what she's doing with you. Also, her body needs to have a baby. A lot of men offer her sex, not your superior brand, of course, but what she'd really like to hear from somebody is an offer of marriage. Presents take the pressure off, so do give them. Money is a perfectly wonderful present. You know, it isn't half as insulting as you'd like to think. A nice share of General Motors or a U.S. E-bond tucked in with a bottle of Arpège really are very hard to take offense at. Don't expect your girl to share your wish not to be seen or to keep the lipstick off your collar. That's your responsibility. Maybe it sounds perverse, but a girl may actually take a certain offbeat pride in being seen with somebody else's attractive husband. If you do run into friends of the family, don't try to burrow your way to China. Just smile and be gracious and introduce everybody all around if you're trapped. No explanations and no apologies. Never drink up her booze without replacing it. You really ought to bring a lot more than you consume. Never, never, never let her spend her birthday alone, even if you have to lie your way into purgatory to get out of the house. Never lie to her about little things. The big lie you're living, that someday the two of you are going to be married, is going to be hard enough to explain when the time comes. Be sure she can trust you in smaller matters. Treat your girl with great dignity, like a princess. Never, never cheat on her with anyone but your wife.